Hi, my name is Roma Gray from Connah's Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Weber and Jonah.
So whilst everybody else came back from the JD Welsh Premier League Awards with a nice shiny trophy of some sort, I came back with a stinking cold. Thank you very much, Ulo. I will look forward to seeing you again. Anyway, enough of my problems. Let's look back at the season. Jonah's with me, of course, and we're just going to rattle through our thoughts on a club-by-club basis. Before I do that, Jonah, record attendance in the history of this league, a three-way challenge at one stage for the title of this league. Clubs like Caernarfon coming into the league and ended up fourth. This has got to be the best season ever, hasn't it?
I think it's been one of the greatest seasons, Mac. I think we can go back to when Bangor most probably won the league on the last day, beating TNS. I think that'll take a lot of beating over the last 10 years or so. But it's been a fantastic season, definitely. I think there's players, new brands of players, as a younger generation coming through. I think maybe a few of the old experienced boys are coming to tail end of their careers. There's a lot of new faces that, including players at TNS, have made their mark on the league, and it's been a tremendous, tremendous season.
Shall we use the cliche, has the league gone up a gear?
I think it has. I think it has, and everybody I think who was at the awards evening on Saturday night said that. It was lovely to hear the likes of Mo Torre, who congratulations, who won the Young Player of the Year award, say how impressed he was by the standard of football in this league and the physicality, and how much better it was for him to play in this league than play, you know, just under 21 games games which the result doesn't have that much bearing on. So he said the competitiveness of this league, and it's improved his game no end, and I think that could happen to a lot more boys. Don't forget Ben Cabango this year has to be one of the successes, which has gone maybe a little bit under the radar. Cabango has now signed a full, 2 year or whatever with Swansea, and it's being watched or wanted by a couple of German clubs as well. So, you know, the success of this league is going on and on, and I just think it's been a brilliant season.
And coming back to that attendance before we go on, I mean, we largely know why that's occurred, because of the numbers that Caernarfon bring home and away. What do you think about other clubs' contributions to the attendance as well?
Look, they're, as long as they're all improving, you know, if it's only by 30s or 40s, but them 30s or 40s are massive in this league. You know, if you can keep doing that year on after, you know, all the time, if you're getting 250, if you're getting up to 280, if you're getting up to 350 over a period of 3 or 4 years, it'll keep increasing. I think, speaking from our own point of view, I think that Escorial does help it a lot, Mark. I think the advertisement for the league and the exposure it gets on the television helps, and I think it'll attract more people to the grounds and just improve this league all the time, year after year. But crowds is what it's all about. Players, exciting crowds, players scoring brilliant goals, as we've had in this league this year. And names names in towns. You know, the names of Kane McLagan in Barry. You have Greg Draper in the likes of TNS. You have Liam Thomas down in Camargue. And they're names now which will be associated with them clubs. And they're the people who can bring people through the gate.
Okay, let's start at the top of the tree then. TNS won the league, and of course there were times, Jonah, that we didn't think we'd be saying that during the middle part of the season. But we have to again admit that they found the fifth gear, they found a new way. You've mentioned the new names that have come in, and Steve Evans on the stage with us on Saturday, he'll kill me for re-raising this. He forgot to the couple of teams that they played in the European adventure at the start, but I don't blame him for that, because they've been playing solid football since June.
Solid football since last June, Mark, and I think they play their first friendly of the season this Saturday against the Isle of Anglesey at Park Hall, so it all goes on again. But like Stephen Evans said to you, they're excited to be playing. Otherwise, like we said a couple of weeks ago on a podcast, you could be playing just pre-season friendlies. TNS haven't played many pre-season friendlies in the last 15 years because they've been in Europe. And what a privilege. He told us that the other night. You know, TNS have played the likes of Liverpool, Manchester City and clubs from Greece and clubs from all over Europe. And that is a privilege of playing for TNS and winning this league and getting into Europe. And his Connors Key Barry and Cardiff Met now will have that privilege again this season. So, you know, I reiterate what I said last week, Mark, is I'd rather be playing in European games than pre-season friendlies. And that privilege, once again, for the Welsh clubs is headed by TNS.
Where did you start to worry about TNS when they had their wobble at the start of the season? Which game was it where you thought they're finding it hard at the moment?
Well, I think Evo mentioned it on Saturday night when they got turned over down at Cardiff Met, when Cardiff Met beat them 4-1 with a young side out. I think the youngest side Cardiff Met had ever put out. They just went at it in a physical way. The Met got physical on the day and they turned TNS over. But to be fair to Scotty Roscoe and Stephen Evans and company, then they really rallied from that moment on. They looked vulnerable then. They looked vulnerable. They did around about the November time, but they dug in. And when the big games came along, you know, everybody who knows anything about this league knew them big games were going to be the ones that decided this league. In the final 10 games, they were superb. They got over the line in the end at the canter. But it was brilliant to see the challenge put up, especially by Barry and Connors Key, to make it, you know, a competitive league this year. Like you said, it was a title race. It was definitely a title race. They pulled away a little at the end, like a good champion. But like Stephen Evans said Saturday night on the stage, they knew they were in a race and they knew they got to up their game, and they know they got to up their game again to retain it again this year.
So would it be fair to say with TNS, the marker where they knew that things had to change quickly, or the mark, the low watermark, if you like, was actually losing to Cambrian and Clinic in the Nathaniel Cars. Now, of course, I will say, and you'll say, look at the other people that Cambrian and Clinic beat on that route, Barry, Aberystwyth, Newtown, but you would never in a million years expect TNS to lose against a side like that, would you?
No, you wouldn't, because they came down with a decent side as well. He didn't play no youth team on. I think it was a run of form, and credit again goes to Cam Ryan and Clinic, and the way that Harrison, the goalkeeper at the club, and in the year Paul Harrison, the way Aaron Edwards talked about Cam Ryan and Clinic, they were talking about Cam Ryan and Clinic in a real positive manner and how well they did. And I mustn't, you know, while we're doing the Welsh Premier podcast about Welsh Premier clubs, I don't think we have to forget what a season they had, Cambrian and Clinic. Didn't get promoted, it's Airbus and Penabont who got promoted, but what a cup season they had, Cambrian and Clinic. And this season, 2018, 2019, will be remembered in their history for a long time as well.
But was that Cambrian and Clinic game the watermark where things changed then and we saw TNS reverting to the form that we expect from them?
I just think it was one or two games, like you said, it was the Met, it was Cambrian and Clinic, but the way they set about and the way they, you know, they put their problems behind them quickly was very, very classy. I don't think even, you know, I've been in this league a long time, I don't even think Gav Chesterfield, Andy Morrison, and the likes, Colin Caton and the Christian Edwards, and the lads again at the top, I just don't think they really thought, anybody thought that they were going to click right back into gear the way they did. They were almost, you know, they were Manchester City-like in the end, weren't they? They finished the season as if, like Pep Guardiola's Man City, they finished the season the same way in our league. So what more can you do than other than congratulate them?
You mentioned Cabango there at the start. One of the things that probably did click them in and people talk about is this next generation of TNS players. Tom Holland on a shortlist at that awards that we were at the other day. So do you think those young players were a key part in TNS getting back to winning form?
They are. They're very much a big part of it, Mark. But that's a success of a club, you know. Perhaps their academy manager has done well in bringing people through. They must have a good scouting system. No, they do. You know, I'm well aware that they do give, you know, people trials if they think they're good enough to go to their club and have a trial. So it pays dividends. And the bonus is if you bring some through from your own club, you most probably, even at this level, don't have to pay, you know, gigantic wages for this level. And it pays dividends all along. When you bring youngsters through, you know, it just it's superb. Like Tom Holland playing and doing a double for TNS. Even then, you go the likes of Liverpool in the Champions League with Trent Alexander-Arnold playing in his second Premier League final. And he's just a boy who's come through their system. So they're big, big bonuses. If you bring them through your own way and you haven't got to pay massive wages, even at this level, it's a real help.
Okay, let's turn to the team that finished one below them in the league, Connors Quay Nomads. How much did you believe at one stage that Connors Quay could win this title?
Yeah, I definitely thought they would. They had a chance. I got to be brutally honest. At one stage, I thought they had a chance because they were playing some great stuff. That when they were all fit, when they were all, you know, they were putting the goals away. Andy Owens was putting the goals. In Michael Wilde was putting the goals in. Bakari, congratulations to Michael Bakari on the Welsh Premier Player of the Year. You know, he's had a brilliant season. Callum Morris was scoring penalties every week. And Andy Morrison really had them firing. But like you said, it's their season, yet again, to use maybe Premier League terms, should we say Champions League apart, they've almost had a season like Liverpool where, had Liverpool not won the Champions League, it would have almost been like Connors Quay's, where they were excellent all season, but just didn't get across the finishing line for one reason or another. You know, they chased the champions down and were done brilliant. Mark, this league a few years ago, for the last six or seven seasons, was if you finish second, you win your league. So outside TNS again, they've won their league, but I'm sure their objective now is to still chase TNS closer and closer next season. They done well in the Iron Brew Cup final. They were brilliant. I don't want to see Andy again the next 2 weeks, because if he hears me saying they should have won that again, he might come after me. But they should have been 4-0 up at half time. Again, you know, Welsh Cup, and they did well. So they've had a great season, mate. They've had a great season. TNS being the class act have won it, but Connors Quay have had a great season in second place.
And I talked earlier on in this podcast about, I think, the reason why TNS went wobbly in that November time was because of all the games that they had to play in June, July and August about Europe. Could it be argued that the reason perhaps Connors Quay run out of legs for the final title chase is because they were doing so well in the Iron Brew Cup and playing all of those big games with long distances to travel up to Scotland?
Yeah, Mark, it could definitely well play a part. That could have been a reason. Maybe not so much a reason in the end as a 12-point reason, but yeah, they were on fire and they played some big games, extra time, some games, penalties, some games, and the final itself was a fantastic affair. And I think it did hurt them a little bit. It went under the radar of how much it might have hurt them towards the end of the season, because I think they were brilliant in that first 60 minutes of that Iron Brew Cup final. But they'll believe that they can go again next season. And like I said, you know, you couldn't have asked much more of them, Mark. They took TNS to a title race, the same as Barry, in the year. Nobody really expected it to be that close.